just look at today, so we have to start a new one tomorrow.
Great.
Says the Gemara of Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph.
Aleph.
Amud Aleph. So we ended off last week about how to do.
You said Lion.
That's yeah, how to do Havdalah. What's the nusach?
It's on the Shema on the board.
What's the nusach of Havdalah? So, we had the discussion how you conclude the Havdalah. Do you conclude the Havdalah Yotze Bereishis, or Seide Bereishis, or Mekadosh Yisrael? Those are the three options of how to conclude the Havdalah. Because that is on the left and the bottom. And then we had Shmuel. Shmuel said that you say Hamavdil bin Kodesh v'Chol. Shmuel, I was four lined up on the bottom of Kuzal and Amadalev. Shmuel, Omar, Hamavdil bin Kodesh v'Chol. Shmuel said Hamavdil bin Kodesh v'Chol. So we had Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav said you say Mekadosh Yisrael. Shmuel said you say Hamavdil bin Kodesh v'Chol. So what's going on? So we've got two things to discuss. One is Shmuel, which we have to see now. We didn't discuss it last week. So the other one we did. Light Shalom Abayim. Mitim Regresh Vahadir Rav. Anyone who followed the opinion of Rav, he got a curse from Abayim. So we pointed out, it's very difficult to understand why curse somebody who's following Abayim. It was a Tanoim. Tanoim Regresh Vahadir said the same thing. Higher up in the Omid. He himself said that you should end off Mekadosh. Mekadosh Yisrael. Mekadosh Yisrael. So we said because the Christianity was introduced in the world between the Tanoim and the Noraim, and Christianity felt they could be Mekadosh the Yoim, since the Hashem gave a right to the Jews to make Yom HaTovim, also he can make him a right to make which day should be the Sabbath, and therefore anyone who now mentions the Kaddish Yisrael as if Kaddish Yisrael have a Kedusha, they have a right to make up which day is the Sabbath, is not a Rayan Haga, and therefore we don't do like Rav. So what do we do? We go like Shmuel, Amavil bin Kodesh
Lechol. Certainly Rav wasn't suggesting that
Rav was, no, once again. Rav, the reason why you're basically here is that you say Mekadosh HaShabbat, the reason why Mekadosh Yisrael was because, like we explained, that Hashem, in the whole creation, so the entire Bria, there's no Kedusha apart from one people, and that's Kali Yisrael. That's what Mekadosh Yisrael means. That's why we said it. But once Christianity came in the world, it had a new connotation. And people said that not only the Hashem, as the whole Bria, great Kali Yisrael, and with the Kedusha, it's so much so that just like Kali Yisrael have a Kedusha, they can decide when Yom Tovim are, they can also have a Kedusha to decide when the Sabbath is. And that's not true. So therefore, we knocked it off. Don't say anymore.
And by his host, Jesus.
Yes. Abai was after that. Right. So Mamela, that's trapped in why we don't follow Rav. So why do we follow Shmuel? Shmuel is very difficult. Shmuel made up a shitta. None of the Tanoim ever had it. We had three Tanoim earlier. Three Tanoim, either Yotze Bereishis, Seide Bereishis, and Mekadosh Yisrael. You don't want to say Mekadosh Yisrael, I can understand that. Where did Mavdil bin Kodesh v'Chol come from? Where did that come from? So it says the Rashbam, this is where we're holding. So the Rashbam, the last Rashbam on the page. Shmuel Omar, and Mavdil bin Kodesh v'Chol. Shmuel lo yisvele, k'chol amach Tanoim. Get out. Shmuel does not hold of any of those three Tanoim. This number says they come to Chulin. In the end of Chulin, first leg of Chulin, Kabbi Yomtev Shacholiyet Memotei Shabbos. I happen to pronounce on Shavuos this year, right? Yomtev, which happened to Memotei Shabbos. Ketzad Mavdilin. How do you do Havdalah? And it says there, you say, Ben Kodesh Le. Why do you say Mekadosh Kodesh? Maybe you should say Yotze Bereishis or Seide Bereishis. Why do you say Mekadosh Kodesh? There it is, because they hold that's what the Nusach is, right? So upon their hold, you say Mekadosh Kodesh. Ramina Begamara, Hecham Elal HaKvacha, Mekadosh Kodesh. When do you say Mekadosh Kodesh? Where do you say it? The beginning of the Abdullah, the end of the Abdullah. You say at the end, Vershisho, Parade of Idiom of Psychosa, you say at the beginning, Veshilchasa, Kavosa. And the Gemara says, we don't follow like Vershisha Elo, Kevuda. Midasa, Mimotze Shabbos Yomtev, and since there, Midasa means there, Midasa and there, Mimotze Shabbos Yomtev, from Mimotze Shabbos Yomtev, Chosminon, Ben Kodesh HaKodesh, we conclude Ben Kodesh HaKodesh. Also, Mimotze Shabbos HaKodesh, here we're referring to Mimotze Shabbos HaKodesh, Chosminon, Ben Kodesh HaKodesh. You should keep the same type of Adara, just like Ben Kodesh, Le, from Yomtev to, from Shabbos to Yomtev we go, Ben Kodesh, from Shabbat to Chol, go to the Kodesh. That is Shittah Shmuel. Kachnei says, "Yerashbam, it seems in my eyes. Why? It appears to me." Tila Tamar, if you don't say that, if you don't say that, we learn out from a Rabbanon in the Chulin. Shmuel Damakaman, who is Shmuel following like? Tanan Hechikamina Kavosi. So come on, how can we hold like Shmuel? We hold like Shmuel. How can we hold like Shmuel? Make it all tonight.
Rabbi Shmuel
Amara.
No, I mean,
Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi Yehuda also.
Rabbi Yehuda is Amara. Rabbi Yehuda is an Amir.
Yeah, also
Amir.
So
where's the Tanna that
is
sort of the Ben Kodesh? No, the Tanna there says you say Ben Kodesh is a Kodesh. The Amirans just argue about where's the Ben Kodesh Kodesh.
Okay.
What did the Tanna mean? Does the Tanna mean Ben Kodesh is a Kodesh at the beginning or the end? Might say the Tanna means at the end, and that's how we practice the Mela. That was good answer.
So we don't
think about the name of the Tanna. No. Rabbanon. Okay. Brilliant. Now we know it, and that's what we do. Oh, let's turn over now. Oh, one second. There was one more line at the bottom. The second last line. Son of Mishmeid of Yeshua ben Chananya. There's a son in the name of Yeshua ben Chananya. Yeshua, what's your father's name?
Here.
You're Yeshua Chananya.
Yeshua
Hanina. Ah, okay, almost right. Okay. Tonam is ready to be sure about Hanania. Kol Achis the Mekabji Sol, Vehamavdil being Kaysha. You put the two together. Marichin lo Yamavus Mesol. He'll be there to have great long life. Abelessus the Kavosi. We don't pass him like him. Why not? Why don't we pass him like him? Says the Rashbam. Let's look at what the first Rashbam on the second page in the Amud Beis. Let's look at what they give Shem Chananya. Don't pass them Shem Chananya. Why not? Kishayin Chosim Mishtaim. You never end off with two separate points in your bracha. Never conclude the two brachas. Two things. Page Shem Aflo. Semamela. We don't pass them Shem Chananya. We don't pass them like Rav. So who's left? Must pass them Shmuel. Ela Kishmuel. The light. Allah. Because we don't pass my Rav, we curse anyone who follows Rav. So we pass on Shmuel, the Amad the Mekid Jachir. We never pass him, we never conclude the two things. Why don't we conclude the two things? Why don't we conclude the two things? What's wrong with concluding the two things? Let's end off in the Kaddish Yisrael and the Mazdav in Kodesh HaKodesh. Let's end off with two things. What's wrong with concluding the two things? Says the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Elsewhere, the Shein says. The Shein say, because Einet the Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. Says like we learned, that we don't do Mitzvahs Chavilis Chavilis. We have to focus on one Mitzvah at a time. So we have to conclude the Bracha focusing on one at a time. Don't all things together. Oh, very good. Very, very good. The Kaddish Yisrael Vazmanim. Is that two things or one thing?
One thing.
It's one thing?
Yeah.
It's one thing because Yisrael that have a curse and then Kaddish Yisrael. Right. Okay. We're almost up to the new story. We have one story to say first. Hola. This story has so many halachas that you can learn from it. Unbelievable. A small story. Ola, Ikla the Pumbedisa. Ola came to Pumbedisa. So Ola was a very learned gentleman. And he came to Pumbedisa. So the rabbis there thought, we now have a chance to find out how to make Abdullah. Such a discussion how to make Abdullah. 3-7. How do you conclude it? Let's go and find out. So, Omele Yitzchak Brei. If Yehuda said to his son, Reb Yitzchak, so Amtile Kolkola the Peri, please take a fruit, a basket of fruits, to Ulam. And let's see, see how he does a dollar. So that was the plan. The plan was take fruit to Ulla and let's see how he makes a dollar. What's fruit got to do with a dollar? Why are you taking fruit to Ulla to see how he makes a dollar? The possible shot is just a way of getting into Ulla.
Right.
I can't come up to Ola and say, let me hear you, Abdullah. So is it that way? I'm coming with you with some fruit. And when I'm there, I'll hear you say, Abdullah. So when did he bring the fruit? When did he bring the fruit? So it must be the Chaya. So the Shlishis, he bought it, so the Shlishis time. And then he'd be eating his fruits. And it gets to night time. I'll be able to hear you, Abdullah. That was the plan. Right? That was the plan. That's one way of learning. That means he brought it on Shabbos, for Ola to eat it on Shabbos, with the hope that Ola will take a long time to eat his fruit, and I'll still be there while you're up to Motzei Shabbos, and he'll say Abdullah, and then I'll be able to say Abdullah. I go to my government first, might say Bona Foster's, and not carry on eating his fruits. There's a plan. At least we have some plan to get into Ola. We have to try our luck. We're going to try and our luck and bring our fruits to Ola, with the hope that he will still be eating his food when he comes tonight, and he'll want to continue eating his food tonight, and he'll stop and say Abdullah. Ram Chalava says that he brought it for Motzei Shabbos. He brought it to him to because he wants to know how will he do the Abdullah in order to eat the fruit. Which means he couldn't eat the fruit beforehand. Then Ram Chalava is very difficult. What's the heter to bring fruits on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos? Two things. First, I'm giving you a present on Shabbos for after Shabbos, and I have to do that. So I have to give you presents only if you're going to be eating on Shabbos. Today I'm bringing to you on Shabbos for Motzei Shabbos.
But if you brought on Shabbos, you can't tell them I brought you fruits that you should eat after Shabbos.
I'm not allowed to give you presents
on Shabbos.
On Shabbos.
Unless you eat.
Even if I'm saying I'm not going to be making it to you, but how can I even bring it to you? It's a vachana. I can't bring it to you on Shabbos to prepare for Motzei Shabbos. So that's the problem. What could be is he brought on Motzei Shabbos. He brought on Motzei Shabbos. The only problem is if you bring him Motzei Shabbos past Ulla with the Beredi Dan Avdolah. You have to say, he knew that Ulla doesn't marry Rabbi Nitzam, and he brought it before Rabbi Nitzam in order to make sure that Ulla will be making Avdolah before he eats the fruit. But either he brought it on Shabbos for the sake of Shabbos, or he brought it on Motzei Shabbos. Those are the two options. It doesn't say it was Yom Tov Motzei Shabbos, but it was very simple. So what did happen? So Yodal, he didn't go. Reb Yitzchak, the son of Reb Yehuda, did not listen to his father. He didn't go. Shodal Abai, he sent Abai instead. He sent Abai with his basket of fruits. When Abai came back after visiting Ulla. Amale Hechioma, he said to him, what did Ulla say? Amale said, you know what Ulla said? Boch, Hamadil bin Kodesh Lachel. So many of us say, if you want to do a Merocha on Motzei Shabbos, many say Boch, Hamadil bin Kodesh Lachel. But that wasn't the story here. Because if all he said is Boch, Hamadil bin Kodesh Lachel, it doesn't help us. So we need to know about how to make the bracha of Havdolah, not Samai Yisim Baruch Hamad Mekin Zichu. So if you have a quick look at the Rabbeinu Chananon on the right hand side, does have Rabbeinu Chananon on the right hand side? Rabbeinu Chananon says a bit more, he embellishes the story somewhat. And he said,
which one?
Rabbeinu Chananon, the top is a little bit higher. So, Ula Ikla Pomedis, is that it?
Yeah.
Ula Ikla Pomedis, Vahavdil, Benkoy Zichuil Bevad. This is what he says. Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamavdil bin Kodesh Zechel Bilvad. So what he means is, They didn't say, but like we say, Baruch Atah Hashem Kirim Ha'Chilom Hamad Mikin Shefer Bein Eirah Fit Bein Son Amin Baruch Atah Hashem Hamad Mikin Shefer. He just said a very short bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem must be also said Bein Kirim Ha'Chilom, but any bracha that doesn't have Hashem Hamad isn't counted. There must be said Bein Kirim Melech Ha'Chilom Hamad Bein Kirim Shefer. So, finished. That's what he said. Says that's what Ullah did, and if you look in the Rashbam, the same thing. Zil Amtile Lula. You see the Rashbam in second white line. Zil Amtile Lula. Ubalilo Zu. With this trick. Tira Heik Mabdil. That means, like we said earlier, we need to get into Ullah. And how are we gonna get in to make Abdullah? So we're going to bring him fruits on Matzah Shabbos. They eat some fruits, and he's going to say, "I can't eat fruits." That's the Adana. I said, "No, the Balmi, do Adana." And he'll do Adana, and then I'll be able to find Chav. How does Ola do Adana?
No name, no person.
No, Kamavani did a name something or other. Yeah.
What?
Kamavani did a name something, right?
He did all of it. So Rakhman also left that
way. Didn't have. That's not our story. And we want to know how he made the last prophet. We didn't also ask how he said this, he said like Geffen or Goffin, if he looks up with his fingers like this or like that. It didn't have to have discussion. Focus is about the last.
My pleading thought that he just said it must be the first one to accept the basket.
No. It's not. I thought it would have been a you know, he made a broch of both of Hashem with the same amount. Same amount. So, that wasn't. We want to know about the last thing. So, Zil Amtinei, Belina Zotiri, Mavdil. It says that Hashem, he said, Mavdil being Kurdish Zechoyim, who the Amah. That's all he says. So, as Hashem, the King of Israel, Hamavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. This is the end of Abdullah. No second block or nothing. Omalei, 1 second, it's finished. Omalei, one thing. Rabbi asked the question, muttering on this breath. Who does he follow? Who is all the following? It's saying just one. The answer is he's following the opinion of Reb Yehuda Nisya. They were learned, Reb Yehuda and Ossi, they were learned on page 2, came on the base. Reb Yehuda and Ossi said, Reb Yehuda and Ossi, Mazim and Kitzin Chayaz, do we have the Ossi? So Reb Yehuda and Ossi, Reb Yehuda and Ossi just did one. And he did one. And Ullah's going like that. Ullah's following the opinion of one. Who else said only one? Anyone else know? Who else said you only have to say one Abdullah? Somebody else in the Gemara also said they only make one Havdalah.
This is for someone who doesn't know, not a Muslim. Yeah, the majority. Everybody does it.
That's true. Somebody's not a Bokhi. One time, whatever he was a Bokhi, and he only did one.
So Rabbi Yoshia.
Chananya did that, but Chananya is an Amoya. Which Tana said it? Which Tana? Another Tana says only one. Menachem, thank you very much for saying it very much back. Menachem, Benom Shal Kedoshim, right? Menachem, he also said only one. That means it's quite, he registered opinions, he said only one, and Ola followed that opinion, Ola said only one. Menachem, Benom Shal Kedoshim, middle of Kuzdana Zomanarik.
What he said,
just
said one.
Right, one. Right. You see, he only says one. So mainly you have happiness. So, says, eventually, Rabbi Yitzchok came back to his father. Eventually, Rabbi Yitzchok came back to his father. Omalei, Otzal Kamid Avoy, he came to his father. Omalei, Heichi Oma, what did he say? What did Ola say? Amalei, Bisa was a very truthful person. Amalei, Bisa said, Ana lo yazi. Tell you the truth, I did not go. I didn't go b'chlal. Ana shadvitzi la abaye. I sent abaye. Amalei, Amavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. He told me, that Ola said, Amavdil ben Kodesh Lachol. Amalei, so, Rav Yehuda said to his son of Yitzchok, Rav Nusi Demar, why didn't you go? Why didn't you go? I asked you to go. I got two options why you didn't go. Rav Yehuda said to Rav Yitzchok, I've got two reasons, two possibilities why you felt you don't want to go. Either you felt you're too chosen to start bringing around fruits, to Ura, or yourself, that you're not roi bechal to come to Ura to be with him in his house when he eats. One of those two options, either you felt too great or too low. So he said, whatever one it was wrong, whatever one it was, is bad. Revenuti dema, your feeling of greatness rather than great. Your feeling of feeling it. Gaiva, not really gaiva, but you felt that you were on a too high to start bringing around fruits. Or sarusi the ma, or yanivus of ma, the fact that you felt that you were too low, komele le ma, that caused the loitema, it caused ma, caused you to loitema shmaitse mipume. That now, whenever people quote the halacha, they won't be quoting in your name, they'll be quoting in the name of Abaye. So what? So what? Big deal. So quote in the name of Abaye. As well. Talk to Azra. Talk to Azra. If you understand to be sobri, you've got it, it's four lines down in the white line. He got angry with him. He didn't go on his own. Why? Because you caused the Tigma Shmaitzimi from a Pirush. The side here, the side means they won't say the Shmaitz in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, they won't say in the name of Rabbi Yitzchok, Elam Yitzchok, only in the name of Abaye. Vaminon, and the Gemara Yivamah says, Kol Talmud Chacham Shoyimim Dovah Shmo Mepiv. Any Talmud Chacham that says the Dovah Shmo Mepiv, that you say over Torah in the name of someone, Tzvosav Zayfavoyz Bekevil. His lips are moving in the kever. That means the Gevaldik Zach. Suddenly can be not in this world anymore, but because people sing over Torah in his name, it's as if he's still in this world spreading the Torah. And therefore, says the Gemara, it's a gewaltig thing to say something in the name of someone. So if you just said to his son, Yitzchok, then look what you lost out on. Had you been Dula, and you would have told us what it said, then your Torah, every time we quote you, we quote this sin, we'd be quoting in your name, and you would be still continuing to spread the word of Torah in this world. Yeah, yes, how bad is that Belgium? So let's say what there is first. So there's this is the story. There are two big halachas which come out from this story. Besides what we said already about Hachana or that, but then two halachas come out. Number one is, Shabitok was a title, it was an Amori, a chos of a Jew. And he knew the halacha of covetous of Yichvah. He knew that the din, you have to listen to your father. And his father told him to go and bring this basket of fruit to Ula. So what right did he have to give it over to Abai? What happened to the din of covetous of Yichvah Simechon? And Judah didn't get angry with him on the fact that he didn't listen to his father. He was upset with him because he won't be spreading, he lost the opportunity of spreading Torah. So what happened to the din of coming to the Vichavet? What happened to that din?
His father worked at the fruit cigar in Suga.
No, his father wanted to find out about how to do a dot. That's what he wanted. So is that true? If my father asked me for a cup of coffee, I can tell you to do it, because in case my father should have the cup of coffee.
You made me Mr. Mister, but your father got to the what he wanted.
I think someone else will understand the father if he saw one thing instead of just the other person coming back with it. Even though his father's heart was like, you would give him a
drink. Okay, he obviously didn't because his father's upset with him.
So,
okay, it was a rhetorical question. I'd like to say that. It's a rhetorical question. It was a rhetorical question, meaning it's a way to bring out the answer. So here comes the answer. The answer is that And not just kibbutz avayim, which is helpless kibbutz avayim, is you have to make do something for the sake of your father. What happens if your father tells you to walk around the block 3 times a day? So there's no shaykhah to the well-being of the father at all. There's no din of kibbutz avayim. Kibbutz avayim is to look after your father. So in helpless kibbutz avayim, one of our officers, your father says you can't get married to a particular woman, you don't need to listen to the father. Why? So there's different reasons given for it. But one of the reasons is, because what's he going to do with the father? What's he going to do with the father? In fact, the father decides that he wants you to marry a particular lady. Yeah, it's very nice. It's nothing to do with me and my father. So Mela, one of the reasons given for that is because of this thing. This thing is true. The father tells you he wants you to wear blue socks and first the green socks. There's no shaykhah, and therefore there's no mitzvah kibbutz avayim. So to hear in this story, the fact that the father wanted to know what the halacha, what the galah dollar, there's no shaykhah between the mitzvah kibbutz avayim in this case. And therefore says the achrenim, the mitzvah was not machuyev to go ask kibbutz avayim. So that's the answer to that. The other nekuda is Rabbi Kibbutz. This klal sotav zikvish together. This klal sotav zikvish together means if I tell you klal the gechidus, I'm going to tell you a chidus. The chidus that I'm going to tell you is that sotav zikvish, that if somebody says over a halacha, his lips are still moving in the kibbutz. That's a chidus. I've told it to you now. Something you didn't know before, and now you know it, and therefore, if you ever say over in my name that somebody says over halacha, so put together, my lips will be moving in the camera. So that's not what happens here. If Yitzchak, or was Abaye in this case, says over what Ullah says. Ullah told us the halacha. So Ullah is the one that told us this kiddush. Ullah is the one that told us the halacha that Abdali only say once. So Ula is the source of those things together. If Yitzchak or Abaye was just the one sending us over what Abaye said, what Rav Yitzchak said, what Ula said, and you see a chiddush, you see a chiddush, and this is a chiddush. See a chiddush that if somebody tells over something to shame someone else, he also has this thing of source of those things together. He also is Mechadish Halacha, and he also has the source that when after Meretim, his lips are also moving together. And that's why, when you say over something, you have to say the same omri, not just the same omri of the original person, but also the same omri of the person saying it, the same omri. Right? So, when they said over this story, whenever it would be, 100 years later, they'd say that Abaye said in the name of Ullah. Why would they say that? Because Abaye gets the source of something they move together. Which brings us to a side. If I have to look in a Mishnah Berurah says something the same in Magen Avraham. Do I have to say Mishnah Berurah says something in the name of Magen Avraham? So that the sotah of Mishnah Berurah should be taken with the kira. Just like here we saw that Abaye, we have to say things in the name of Abaye, who's saying over what Ullah says. So Yashar says in a sefer that it's not true. Something which is written is in this world. It's written in the world. It's not the Magen Avraham in the world. And somebody's just telling you what's written in the sefer. So that's no chiddush. It's not bringing that in the world. He's just telling us where it is. It's not bringing a chiddush in the world. But Ullah was keeping it to himself. Abaye brought out the chiddush. Abaye told us what Ullah did. So Abaye brought into the world the chiddush. Somebody brings into the world the chiddush. He is gets the discourse, and whenever we quote it, we'll be quoting him.
Quoting is from the East,
right?
Keeping the world.
My fish. Oh look. Have to do Abdullah. Let's you know this. Well, we see that all big machleis. You do 1, you do 7, you do 3, you end up becoming Shabbos, you end up becoming Shabbos Azman. Well, how do you end up Abdullah? It's such a balagan. It's a whole page full of it.
You're saying people supposed to
think Moshe, Aratina,
he knew it,
he
got lost,
he
got forgotten.
Well, it's Jerobom. Abdullah is Jerobom. But the Nusuf of Abdullah is definitely Jerobom. So Mela, how exactly was the Nusuf of Jerobom? There were kind of numerous different opinions. So Mela, we wanted to know how to do it. So Ullah says one way now. So now how do we know Ullah? Because I thought he spread over the word of Ullah. So now us now in Tosin I says are saying over what Abaye said in the name of Ullah. Abaye is smiling and it's possible to say together. Right? Because we are saying over what Abaye says. But if I tell you over what the Mishabura says in the name of Magen Avraham, name of Eliyahu, name of any of that, it's all written already. I tell you a chiddush, the Mishabura passed in a certain way, yeah, that's going to be totally forgiven. I just tell you what the Mishabura brings down is this opinion, this opinion, and this opinion. We have this form already. Hajan Aloch, the sugya of what is Hanavah. We haven't really finished it. Yeah, you shouldn't read this side really yet. We haven't yet finished the sugya because this point of what Ullah says, what did Ullah say? How is Ullah's Abdallah? And what was the whole Nusra? What is the whole Nusra of Abdallah?
I'm not doing
this good. He mentioned we're going to learn a taste of his kufay and medalit. We scroll it. He said it's not what he said. Buddha said exactly the same. I'm not doing this good. I'm not doing this good. I mean, we'll see that in taste of his kufay and medalit when we get there. But before we get to this taste, which is my game, my upshot, the Gemara starts off with a new sugar. And this sugar I'm going to leave you to work on. The sugar is a sugar of, it starts with a mitzvah. It's a sugar of the sugar of the brachas. Now this is a matana mishamayim, has nothing to do with hilchos tzachim, nothing really to do with Abdallah, just the Gemara brings it to ask as a question on Allah, and none of the Shalim talk about this apart from our thesis. So this, we will learn it because it's a very important halacha. The brachas, some brachas start with baruch, some brachas start end with baruch, some brachas begin and end with baruch. What is this? Is there any rhyme and reason to it? The reason why the Gemara is bringing it is a question on Ullah, because Ullah just began with Baruch and didn't end with Baruch. Which the Gemara wants to ask, that Ullah should have began and ended with Baruch. But in order to ask that, the Gemara has to tell us the Brayta, which gives us the Klolim of Baruch. As you know, the Kai Neshama begins with the Baruch. No, that the Kai Neshama begins with Baruch? No, it doesn't begin with the Baruch. Why doesn't it begin with the Baruch? Why shouldn't it be? The Arif Noah begins with the Baruch? And perhaps I tell you, the Arif Noah Hashem Elokeinu, does it begin with the Baruch? Oh, the combination says the Ben Ot. Shmini Esrei, begins with the Baruch? One do, and the rest don't. So what's the Kelal B'Yisrael Amos, and one does, the rest don't. Then I'll tell you that means it does, it doesn't end with the Baruch. So what's the Kelal B'Yisrael Amos, Yet Hashem? That's the figure we'll be learning this week. How to learn it. So we learn Rashbam. Try and focus when you learn Rashbam and when we learn the thesis. We're going to learn a klal that bracha smucha lechaverta, a bracha that is adjacent to another bracha, does not start with baruch. Why not? Why does it not start with baruch? Why does it not start with baruch? Look at the Rashbam, look at thesis, and we'll see why it doesn't start with baruch. So,
where
it starts from Meisei, and it ends off with Chananya Bashlamia, third line.
Okay.
So the Gemara is not very long. Rashbam a little longer. So from Meisei until Chananya, Rashbam until Havi Yosli, and then Tesis. Tesis Kalabrochis, that's a very easy one. Kalabrochis. Let's do that one first.
What did you say? Tosfos is the only one to explain what?
No. No, you need to answer.
Tosfos is the only one.
No, I mean, the Rishonim don't discuss this figure at all.
Oh, okay.
So you have done the taste kala brachos, and then we have to somehow learn this long taste, so we'll have to break it up a bit.
Which one?
But before you do that, there's a long one.
Before you get to chutz,
we'll do the chutz. But before you get to chutz, learn the tesis kashe l'olah. Okay? In fact, you can do kashe l'olah as soon as you get to the end of the Gemara. We'll do kashe l'olah first, and then kol habrachos, and then chutz. Alright? Kashe l'olah, kol, and then chutz. So, I wish you all the Allah Matzlach in preparing it.
Amen.
And John, Mr. Perez, if you learn together a bit.
How are you?